Undercover Copper. One Woman on the Track of Dangerous Criminals by Danny Brook. Read by Emma Carter. To my Amelia, Albert and Ben, and my parents, all four of them. Disclaimer. Everything that you hear in this audiobook happened to me, but I've changed names, dates, and places to protect the identity and privacy of certain individuals. Prologue. What am I doing? What the hell am I doing? I stamped my numb feet against the cold, hard pavement and shivered. It was a freezing day in February, and I was dressed in the tiniest checkered blue skirt, a thin jumper, knee-high socks and a blazer. A school uniform. I was almost 30 years old, for God's sake, and a mum. Casually, I slung the rucksack with the surveillance camera over my shoulder and sauntered up the road, as if waiting for a friend to arrive. 2 weeks I'd been on this job. 2 weeks of standing on street corners in the biting wind of a winter's morning without any results. I glanced up at the litter pickers moving up and down the street, the bin men shuttling in and out of driveways, and the suited man slumped at the bus stop. All part of our surveillance team. All of us freezing cold. The operation was being run by an older female detective inspector who was coming up on retirement. D.I. Phillips liked to moan about the early mornings from the comparative warmth of her car, then had the cheek to tell me off for putting on a coat. That really wound me up. It had happened around the third day of the job. I'd spent the first two mornings gradually turning hypothermic in an effort to catch a sexual predator who'd been attacking girls on their way to school for the past 6 months. Some of the girls had been attacked more than once, even after changing their route to school. He was a pretty sick individual, this guy, chasing young girls, lifting their skirts, trying to touch them before running away. He was now wanted for over 100 offences on girls as young as 12. There seemed to be no obvious link between the victims other than the fact that they were all young and, with one exception, schoolgirls. He wasn't choosy, this predator. He'd attacked girls of all different ages, builds, ethnicities and clothing. Naturally, the community was worried and the police were doing everything they could to catch him. But he wasn't daft, managing to avoid any areas covered by CCTV. Right now, all we had to go on was an e-fit from witness statements. I'd been tasked with standing around in the leafy suburbs of North London, dressed up like an unsuspecting schoolgirl, for 2 hours each morning in the hope of luring him out for the camera. But after my morning shift undercover, I couldn't get warm for the rest of the day. I was frozen to my bones. So on the third morning, I'd added a navy parka to the ensemble. "What's that?" the DI had stopped me as I was on my way out. "It's a coat," I'd said, straight-faced. "Well, take it off. You can't see the school skirt underneath." "Fucking hell," I'd thought as I eased my arms out of the warm, fleece-lined coat. "He's not coming for me, coat or no coat." It was a well-known fact that decoy jobs weren't usually successful. In all my time working as an undercover officer, I'd only ever heard of two that had worked. For the most part, they were a last throw of the dice, a way of showing senior management that we were literally trying everything to catch the suspects. Don't get me wrong, I enjoyed the decoy jobs. They could be great fun. I'd spent many memorable afternoons hanging around in parks with other undercover officers, drinking booze in the late afternoon sunshine, trying to get mugged. For one job, there had been a spate of robberies around Greenwich in South London. A group of lads nicking laptops, phones, watches, anything they could find, really. Me and another female undercover officer, or UC, were tasked with trying to attract them. So, we sat on the grass, sipping from tinnies, our smartphones blatantly on display, occasionally tapping on laptops. But no, not a peep. Still, I'd been paid to sit in the park on four summer's evenings. What's not to like? We'd done our best to look as vulnerable as possible,